Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the miracle!
You got to give it up, man. Oh, man, the miracles are back, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, because that music is just so wonderful and how it blesses us. You know, it is soul music and it pleases the soul. And to hear my brother sing that song, I mean, man, oh man, I think I need to bring the brother on the line and let him tell us about it. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, my brother? What's going on with you, man?
Man, oh man.
How you doing, man?
Still in the house. Still Justin, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Still in the house.
Still in the house, yes, sir. Man, oh man, it's been a while, man. But our friendship has always been a real friendship, because no matter how long it's been that we talk, we still, when we talk to each other, it's like I just talked to you. So much love to you, man. It's nice to have you on the show for a moment here. So did you email me, by the way? Just checking. Did you get a chance to email me?
Yeah, I'm trying. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to get it over to you, but I can still get there.
Okay, no problem.
I'm in the airport. So I'm trying to maneuver through a lot of different things right now. But I promise you, I'd be on. So I'm here to be with you, my brother. You know that. I keep my promises.
That's awesome. Listen, I want to introduce you to my brother, Don Fleming. Don, are you there?
I am here.
All right, and so Don, that is still from the Miracles. The lead singer.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, yes. And so, you know.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you been?
Man,
dealing with
blessed and highly favored.
Right now,
yeah.
Amen. You know, God is good, brother. You know, we got to praise the Almighty.
That's right. So listen, man. I'm always excited to talk to you because we have so much history. You and I, we actually used to live across the street from each other. That's how much history we have. I mean, literally, right across the street. I could throw a stone over it.
Big time.
Onto his porch, right? I threw
quite a few stones.
Sticks and stones will break my bones. All right. So anyway, can you just back this thing up? I know you're at the airport, so you guys just forgive us for the you hear sounds and stuff in the background. Yeah, Steele's at the airport. We call him Sid because that's the childhood name I have for him. But anyway,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, you and I, we've been like going back and forth with music a long time. We wrote songs together. You come hang out at the studio with us back in the day up in Devonshire and different places, Studio Masters and stuff. And so why don't you tell us, I mean, I want to talk a little bit about who you are, first of all. You started out in your profession in football, out of all things, right? Professionally.
Yeah. I played in the NFL for 5 years. My career was cut short because of my injury I had. So, unfortunately, I broke a vertebrae in my neck, and that was the end of that. But you know, it didn't stop me from moving forward in music. So, I continued on with my music career because I had done a lot of things prior to football. I did the soundtrack to Animal House, which is a film. A cult film, you know, with John Belushi and all those guys, you know. So that was a really fun time for me. I was really young at the time. So I did that, and that was like one of the first things I had done professionally in the music business. And then after football, I joined a group called Shalimar. Actually, you know what happened, Wardell, was the Miracles had asked me to join them prior to me playing football. Before I signed a contract, it was at the time I was signing a contract, the Miracles had asked me to join the group, and I told them I couldn't because I was, you know, was going to be playing in the NFL. And they were like, oh, man, we're going to get you a house. We're going to get you this in Detroit. We're going to do this. They had all this kind of
all these perks
they were talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just said I couldn't do it, you know, because it was just my childhood dream just to play in the NFL. So that was a thing.
I got to say this. I got to squeeze this in before we get to your next thing. This guy, I'm telling you, I grew up all my life having the you know, all kind of compliments about my thighs, about my legs, how, you know, and it was not, had nothing to do with me, it had to do with my dad, you know, the genetics and stuff. And doing sports though, really it helped, but enhanced it. But even before I even got involved in sports, I've always heard this, but in all my life. But then when I met Sydney, this guy's thighs are like, it's like somebody's body. And so that's, you know, you see these football players on the ground, you know, out there, there's a whole bunch of them, they all look the same. But when you get next to one, you go, oh my God, is this a human? And so I never told you this, Sydney, but, you know, I know you probably going, what? I never told you that, but your thighs are just gigantic, man, and I don't know how you are able to maintain yourself, you know, because that was like, that it's like you had like, what do you call that? What was that character? Popeye. You had those Popeye thighs.
Oh, Popeye.
Oh, my God. But anyway, man, so. Go ahead on with your story.
Well, they served me well. They served me well in the league, I have to admit. Yeah, I was able to run with the fastest guys on the other teams, able to jump highest with the other guys. So, you know, that helped me out a lot. So, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. I didn't know you admired them so much.
That is just wrong. See, I shouldn't have said anything. Yeah, but it's all good. I had to deal with it all my life. Everybody, even some of my closest friends said, man, I don't know how you got your legs that big. I was like, I don't either. It was just genetic.
Maybe genetic.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so anyway, finish your story, man. So I was just saying,
you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, after the miracles, after I kind of turned them down for the job, you know, I got an opportunity to play in the NFL and played in the Super Bowl and then of course I feel like I said, I got injured. And then after that, I ended up getting back in the music business more depth. And I was then offered an opportunity to sing in the group called Shalimar, which are you well known. You well know who that is, but so I did that for a few years, and we toured around the world. I did two albums with them, and then I kind of got discouraged, really, to be honest with you. It wasn't quite, you know, what I was expecting at the time, and then they offered me a solo project there, but I kind of turned them down. I wasn't really happy with the way things had turned out at the time with Shalimar, and so I just said, well, you know, just move on and do something else. And so I did. I just left. And then, lo and behold, the Miracles called me back out of the blue. And I've been with the Miracles ever since. So that's
wow.
How I got involved, you know. And,
yes.
So I flew back to Detroit. And bam, I was in the group. And then 2 weeks later, I was on TV. I was doing the television show, you know. So
yeah,
it's been a pretty amazing opportunity, you know. Hugh Robinson is a legend, you know. Motown Records is legendary, and so I've had the opportunity to be involved in that, and you know, just it's been the majority of my life, you know. To be honest with you, it's been with the Miracles, so. You know,
wow.
I think the song you played, Ooh Baby Baby, the one you just finished playing, I think that was at the, that's the one that we did for the PBS show, you know, on TV. It was a television,
yes.
PBS. And,
yes.
That was one of my first performances. I think around the first year I was with the group, and we got overwhelming response from it, and it was great, you know. So I think it was something meant for me to do. So it happened
right.
to me twice, so it must have been meant for me to do.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
That's right. Man, I mean, you've been singing behind, I mean, you know, you filled in the spot for Howard Stewart, which is like very difficult to do, and you did it well. And then now Smokey Robinson. And it's like, I got to tell you, man, I always say, you know, to artists, don't redo someone's song unless you're going to do it at least at the same level. But you want to do it better if you're going to redo it. And, man, I just tell you, I heard that song. I was like, this brother is singing. And it is so good. And I've shared it with a lot of other people in the industry, and they're like, oh, my God. It's like you don't even miss, you know, what was there before. Not that it was good. It's just like when Luther redo people's songs, it was like always to this level of like, whoa, he would take it someplace else. And so I just got to, you know, take my hat off to you and say, job well done, job well done. Man,
I appreciate that, man.
I'm impressed.
You know, I appreciate it, man. You know, I do my best to just, you know, I listen. Honestly, you know, I've always been, you know, a Marvin Gaye fan. I mean, I've been Marvin Gaye's been my favorite artist, and Stevie Wonder has been my favorite artist throughout my career, throughout my history.
Right.
To, you know, to take Smokey's place, you know, it was a Motown act and so forth and so on. But it wasn't like trying to, you know, emulate anybody or anything like that. I just wanted to do something that was, you know, special. And I think that, you know, being involved with the Miracles is has been very, very, you know, rewarding for me. I've got a chance to meet, you know, some of my childhood heroes, you know, Mr. Gordy, Berry Gordy. Obviously, I met Smokey. I met, quite a few. I met all the Supremes. You know, I haven't met Diana Ross yet, but I've met the other ladies. And
that's strange because aren't you two? I think you two are in the same state.
Who, Diana?
Yeah, I think she's in Arizona.
Is she in Arizona? You got to be kidding me, man. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That would be truly amazing if I got a chance to run into her, because I'd love to meet her. You know what I mean? She's an amazing person.
What a living legend.
A legend, you know. And in fact, I was just watching the Motown documentary earlier this morning before I came to the airport. You know, I hadn't seen it before, and it was the first time I had a chance to see it, and I think it's called Hitsville, Motown Legend or something like that, and it was very, very informative. You know, when I first joined the Miracles, they brought me to, they flew me into Detroit, to Hitsville, they took me to the studio where they created all the records, and then gave me a history lesson. It was very, very powerful, you know what I mean? I think that's why one reason why I continue to do the Miracles or continue to be a part of this legacy is because I want to continue it. You know what I mean? I want to continue it. But I am, you know, I have done some other things on my own as well, and planning to do some other things. And, you know, but I'm going to continue doing this as well. I'm not going to just let it go because I believe it's important to the music industry. I think it's an important bit of music. And that people should continue, you know, people love it when we do concerts. I mean, they know every song. They're singing every song with me. So, which is wonderful because, you know, gives me a chance to kind of hear what they feel as well. And so, no, but I just love it, man. I love it. I love music business. I love writing. I love singing. I love producing songs. And, it's just, and music has been in my DNA, basically. You know, my mother was a singer, you know, and I know that because it's in your DNA too. So, you know, you understand, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't really realize, you know, how deep it can go, you know, how deep music can be in your life. And so, you know, they're listeners, but they don't have it inside of them. You know what I mean? And I think that's what gets me is like the music that's inside of me. That I have to deal with every day. You know what I mean? I feel music all the time. You know, it's kind of weird to say, but, you know, I remember, to be honest with you, I remember a time, let me tell you this. I remember when I first joined the Rams, I played in the NFL with the Rams, right? And I was a rookie. And I remember we had the rookie ordeal. They make you do crazy things, you know, as a rookie. And so they made me sing, but I recruited a couple of other guys to sing with me. And I have to admit, it turned out pretty good. It was pretty funny, but it turned out pretty good. It was funny. And, you know, it was kind of like a roast. They do a little roast in every team.
Right.
And, but they were all surprised that I sang so well for them. You know what I mean? They were like, damn, you didn't tell us this shit. Excuse my language.
<Uh-oh>.
Anyway, it was cool, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's cool. So, Don, you have any questions?
I got a quick question for Sydney. Followed your career, of course, from football, going into Salomon, of course, doing what you're doing now with the Miracles. I guess my question to you is, how did the discipline you got from the NFL, how did that channel towards, you know, becoming a part of Shalimar? Was there a same level of discipline that you adopted from the NFL? Just making that transition, was the discipline any different?
It wasn't for me. You know what I mean? I feel that I was very disciplined in what I was commissioned to do. You know, I felt like, you know, it was a job for me, you know, to mm-hmm. do what I was doing, and it was a responsibility that I felt I had to continue on, and for me it was very I took it as serious as I possibly could. I think that was one of the reasons why, you know, things didn't work out so much, as I might have been a little bit too serious about it, where everybody else may have been a little bit lax. And so, it didn't seem to be as, not professionalism. I don't want to use that word, but it wasn't, everything was just more on the surface and not necessarily deeper than what I think the music industry should be about, you know what I mean? And has been about. A lot of people don't understand the business of music, and I think that was what I was learning at the time, and I was more involved with that part of it in order to make sure that I had some sort of a legacy of my own. I think that what happened was, everybody else was playing around a little bit too much for me. You know what I mean? And I I don't like to play. When I get involved in something, I'm very serious about it. You know what I mean? And I try to do it to the fullest. You know, I don't try to skip any or anything like that. And I think that was one thing that kind of discouraged me a little bit for the time that I spent with Shalimar. You know, Shalimar was already a well-known act that had done extremely well, mm-hmm. and I wasn't in there to take anyone's place. I was just in there to be a member. You know what I mean? And I think the concept changed when I joined the group. It had changed for, you know, Mickey Free became the lead singer, basically, or the leader mm-hmm. of the group. And so things didn't, you know, kind of go the same, in the same direction. Kind of changed a little bit more, like more into like a Prince type of vibe or whatever, you know, which was fine. I was fine with it. You know what I mean? I didn't have a problem with it, but I think the things on the vocal side could have been a little bit different. And could have been a little bit more, as far as the songs were concerned. But we actually had a lot of really good opportunities missed that LA and Babyface had done. They had done a lot of, you know, production. We were also at Solar, and they had asked me to do a lot of different things. But of course, the format had changed visually, I think, and it also changed, you know, in regards to the concept of the music. So that left things a little bit on a different point of view, musically for me, because I thought I was coming as a lead singer, but I ended up being
right.
not so much of a lead singer. You know what I mean? It wasn't that much for me to do in that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I just did what I did the best I can do and gave my 100%. You know, of what they asked me to do, and that was it. Because, like you said, it
y'all
is a disciplinary.
Y'all kick butt too. I wanted to kind of ask this, piggyback off that. The two songs that I loved, of course, when you know, with Mickey Free and Delisa and yourself,
mm-hmm.
Games and Circumstantial Evidence. Which one to you, as far as the energy or just good vibes, which one did you like performing better? Was there one that you did like? Was it Circumstantial? Like, which one did you like the, as far as just the energy wise? Because I love both of them.
I think Circumstantial Evidence was probably, you know, my favorite out of those two. I think that was the better, even though Games was one of the most, you know, at least at the time was probably one of the most popular ones. But I think Circumstantial Evidence was probably a little bit more of a, you know, had a little more of a vibe to it. You know what I mean? So, but I like both of those songs. You know, I like both of them, and I just think that we didn't get a fair opportunity to present them. You know, present the material to people, and that was one of my gripes with everything in to that. But I enjoyed that experience, man. Really, it was football. You know what I mean? Coming off of the off.
We're losing you a little bit, Sydney. Sydney, are you there? Yeah. He's
hello?
In the air. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're losing you a little bit. Are you there,
hello?
Sydney?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? We can hear him.
Yeah.
I can hear him. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Wardell.
So,
can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you? Yes. Can you hear
mm-hmm.
us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you good now. I want to ask
okay, good,
you.
Okay, good.
Because I want to ask you. I have a question from overseas, and so how did growing up in the area where we grew up at in Los Angeles help you to prepare for life? Did that, you know?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, did that help me grow up? Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, I grew up in, you know, we grew up, I was in South Central LA, you know what I mean? We were in the hood, but we didn't know we was in the hood. We didn't know. You know what I mean? But, right. But that helped me to grow up.
I thought it was great. It had grass.
Me too. It was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed everything about it. Hold on a second. Something going on. Is something playing in the background?
Yeah, is that bothering you?
Can you
at all? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was. I thought it was something on my phone.
That was you.
Again, I'm in the airport, so.
Oh, that's you singing in the background.
Oh, well, what was it? What song was it?
He has you as a music bed. He kind of has like this. Wardell does this thing where it's like a little music bed in the background. So hopefully, you know, it's one of your songs. So
here it is. See, this is one of your solo songs. Here it is.
Everybody's wet, baby. My truth's unfolding. so much satisfaction, words you can't explain. But when I grab your hand, so soft, so smooth, so much pleasure in the way.
You all, baby. I'm like you all, looking you rest and
music from Jagged Edge, of course, that is from 1997. Of course, that's I Gotta Be. I had to hook that up, man, Wardell. That's some class. Remember I told you Jagged Edge were, of course, our generations. A lot of folks compared them to the Whispers because they were, you know, there were twins in the group. And I had to hook that up for you. That's one of my favorite slow jams, man, back in the day. So I had to do that for you.
Appreciate the love. Hey, Sydney, now, the song we played before that, tell us a little bit about that.
How about Getting You Off?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about? Well, yeah. I used the sample. I used the Marvin Gaye sample for...
Great
like
sample.
You said, for,
love it.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, I just wanted to do something, you know, more on a sensual side. You know, I did a record. It's called, a CD, and it's called Sex Sells, Love's Eternal. And so it's about mostly about love, but sexual love, and also about spiritual love. So it's about God and about loving your woman. You know what I mean? Or a man or whatever, whoever. And it just kind of show, you know, kind of gives you the both sides of feelings. And so I wanted to do that. And of course, on that particular song, I did use the sample and, you know, there's one song, Water, I think you really would like on there. It's called Umi, and it's a ballad. It's really cool. I don't know if you ever heard it, but I haven't had a chance to really promote any of this stuff. But there's a movie company that wants to use some of my songs for a soundtrack. So it kind of worked for me.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, they want to do some of these songs that I did for the soundtrack. So I was like, wow, yeah, I would love to go and do that. You know, that'd be great. So we're going to try to put that together. And Umi is one of the ones that they really, really like. So I'll try to get that to you one day so you can hear it and see what you think.
Okay. I just want you to know that one of our executive producers, Astrid over in Amsterdam, is sending her love to you, saying hello, and also and our brother Greg, who put the flyers and all the stuff together here, and another executive producer that make things happen here, sending love as well. And really, just wanted to reach out and say thank
you. Tell them I said thank you very much, and I you know, I'm sending love back to them. And I appreciate, you know, appreciate everybody. You know, let me tell you something, man. We're in a real strange time right now. You know that. And God is real, man. You know what I'm saying? God is real. And we have got to start paying more attention to and trying to care about each other and loving one another. Because that's what's written, that we must love one another. And I think that's the thing that's missing in the world. You know, so much hate going on.
Yes.
And I think people need to put aside all differences and try to just care about one another as much as possible, because things are about to start changing. And people are going to be very surprised, I think, you know, based on what I've read and what I've been reading in revelations and prophecies and stuff like that. So,
Right.
We're going to have a rude awakening, basically, is what I'm saying. We're going to have a rude awakening pretty soon.
Yes.
Be opening their eyes. So, but yeah, man, tell them I said thank you very much, please.
Well,
that I appreciate
Astrid just said, tell them we can hear them laugh out loud. She heard you say you love them back, so.
Oh, cool.
And,
well, I love you too, Astrid.
And there you go. And then let me see. Greg just posted that song you were talking about, so it's in the group for everybody to hear, and kind of follow Sydney.
Feeling the love.
Follow him, because this brother is awesome, and I guess y'all can kind of hear it in his voice. He's just good, good people and stuff. So, Let me see. Don, do you have anything before? I want to play this song as we're closing out with Sydney, but is there anything else that you want to say to him?
Man, I'm just, you know, I'm a fan. And this is coming from a, you know, not from a on-air person, but a straight-up fan, man, that follows your music and follows your career. I mean, I'm wishing you much success, you know, definitely, and especially in your future endeavors, of course, with the Miracles, doing what you're doing. And, man, just keep it up.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, brother. I really do, man. You know, and that's what we need. We need to do that for one another and care about one another. Like I said, you know, and I really do. When anyone comes to me with, you know, like that and is that, you know, sincere, man, I really appreciate it, brother. I just want you to know that.
From the heart. I always joke with Wardell, and I say, you know, I want to give him his flowers while he's here because, again, he's my partner. I can joke with him, yada, 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 but no, seriously, mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that, you know, I want to get Sydney his flowers while he's here because he's doing big things and again, continued success, and that's from the heart.
Amen.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. Thank you, and I wish the best for you, too. You know that. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, man, oh, man, there's a song that you sang a long time ago that we wrote together. And, man, I've been trying my hardest to find this song because the way you sang that song, it was so beautiful, man. And if I could find it, I think you would love to record it because you sounded so good. Man, I can't remember that song. I'm so irritated. Man.
We talked about that a little ago, and I had been looking all over and all my old, you know, tapes and all my old, you know, catalog and stuff like that. And I can't seem to find it either, man. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, brother. I've done my best to look, and I haven't been able to, you know, find it yet. So unfortunately, it's going to be, you know, we have to come up with another one, though, Wardell. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, when are you guys going to
be a fly on that wall?
They want to know in the UK, when are you guys coming to the UK?
Well, we've been talking to a lot of different promoters. You know, this pandemic thing really kind of, the pandemic mm-hmm. really hurt us a lot. You know, we had quite a few bookings and tours set up and a couple years ago. And, of course, it's been 2 years now since the pandemic has hit, and we've only done, you know, a minimum amount of shows in that time frame. But I'd love to come back to England. I love over in the UK. I mean, seriously, I had some of the best times of my life in the UK and in Paris. Those are some of the most exciting times that I'd ever had going overseas and being a part of, you know, the European, you know, community. And just traveling throughout Europe was amazing for me, you know, especially where I grew up in the hood and getting that opportunity to do something like that, you know, just like you were there. I mean, you too, man. You had that same opportunity, you know. You traveled the world, you know, and I know you're grateful and thankful, you know, because where we came from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
we
it was definitely something that.
I'm sorry, Sid. We just have like a little 5 second delay. I apologize, but man, oh man, this is good. I appreciate you saying that. By the way, Astrid is saying, what about Amsterdam?
I love to come to Amsterdam. I love Amsterdam. I told you, Amsterdam was one of my favorite places to go. I mean, that was the. I loved it over there. I had so much fun in Amsterdam. I almost decided to move to Amsterdam at one time. I was very serious about it. I was very serious about moving to Amsterdam, and I loved it so much. It was like, man, this is the place for me, and it's more like my vibe. You know what I mean? It was very relaxed, laid back, and it was perfect for me.
Awesome.
But anyway, looks like my flight is getting ready to board.
All right. So before you take off, literally take off. Can you just tell us a little bit about the song, Here I Go Again? You redid it. Oh, my God. Just real
quick. Huh?
You have time to tell us a little bit about Here I Go Again before you go?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
He's
yeah,
going
yeah.
again.
Are you there?
Yes, yes. Tell us a little bit about it. I know you got to go.
Oh, Here I Go Again. Here I Go Again was a song that is a song that I that was recorded by the Miracles back in I can't remember what year it was, but it was a beautiful song. Yeah. It's a beautiful song that we I decided to recut for and so we're doing I wasn't finished actually. It's right now. It's just the vocal on there, but I think you'll get an idea what it'll sound like.
All right, my brother. Well, God bless you and safe travels and enjoy the NFL draft show off and have a great
Thanks,
time.
Man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll be all looking right. at your page to see the pictures. So have a good time, man. Thanks for coming on and blessing us here.
Hey, man. Thank
video.
You, brother. Hey. All right. I'll see you guys later, man.
Man. God bless. Yes, yes. Take care.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow, that was great. So, guys, I want to play a song by The Miracles, and they redid Here I Go Again with Sydney leading. And, man, good gracious, you got to hear this because this guy can sing. Lord, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Saw you there. Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. I just have to say thank you, my goodness gracious. And that was the version without the background. That's what he had with him right now. He sent that to me while we were in the middle of the interview, getting that to me so I could play it for you guys, because for some reason we don't have it yet in our system with the backgrounds and stuff. But, man, that brother got a voice, man, and he sounds so youthful. You know, still, and to be able to sing that high, you know, man, and you know, and still sound so, his vocal cords sound so clean, you know, it's crystal clear, and so I'm just proud of him, man. I mean, I've been knowing him for a long time, and I'm just proud that he's still doing what he loves to do. And to be doing it with the Miracles is a great thing. As a matter of fact, he was saying, I didn't know you were over there. I could have asked you to come and play drums with us. I was like, that would have been fun, you know, to get a chance to play with the Miracles. I would have enjoyed that. But anyway, oh, man, I'm so, so excited, man. It's Throwback Thursday. And do you see all these people posting their throwback pictures, Don? Fleming?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'd troll my sister and put her on the line, and then you can get on her about that, because she, you know, after, you know, my mother left a whole ton of pictures.
Oh,
and
come
some
on.
That I haven't even, you know, I haven't seen. I don't even remember. You know, when you get up there in that age, you don't even remember taking that picture.
I wouldn't know what
you don't
that's
remember
about.
The event, nothing like that. So.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about, getting up in the age. I'm still a babe. Hey, my mom is still doing her thing, so you know I'm still young. My mom is still, she's out there playing ball with the great grands, man.
Oh, so she's killing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, once again, I want to say thanks to Justin, Mr. Steel Justin, for coming on and blessing us from the Miracles. Much love to you, my brother, and safe travels as he's going to the NFL draft. What the, man, that is just not fair. But anyway, I love it. You know, and they all get together and they take these pictures. I see them with these guys all the time from the NFL, and those guys are huge. So Sydney is really bigger than we think he, I'm telling you guys. I was like, dude, you are huge. He's a big man, but he's big. He's small. He's small for a football player, but as a human, I stand next to him. I'm like, dang, you are just, you know, he's stacked, man. He's like, oh. So he's like a little machine there. Much love, Sid. We love you, man, and appreciate you. And so we're going to keep the music going here on Solar Records Radio. And it is Old School Thursday. So let's rock and roll with Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. We'll be back.
quick to take a spin. Think about things, Sandy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What?
Be because I love you so. Gonna vote for him.
Junior Walker, yes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. I love that. What does it take to win your love? And Don Fleming, Insider Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio. Of course, we love to reminisce and hang out with you guys every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, this is, I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive, the part of Throwback Thursday. Of course, mine is Throwback Thursday night. And you can catch me tonight from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Man, that's Junior Walker. I love, love, love Junior Walker. As a matter of fact, he is from my wife's hometown in Arkansas.
Oh,
of course, yeah, moved up to, of course, he went up to Indiana and, of course, you know, Chicago area. And, of course, Shotgun and What Does It Take to Win Your Love. All of that great music. And he was a saxophonist, just like myself. So, I'm not junior level. I'm not junior Junior Walker level, but I was all right.
You are funny. Well, you know, but you caught the girl. You got the girl. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. We are on that second half of the show right now. And, you know, we're just going to, I'm just going to take you back, right? Y'all know I'm more the 60s, 70s, 80s kind of guy, but Don takes his like 70s, 80s, and 90s, even even further. So,
I might throw in a couple of 2000 stuff, you know, you never know. You know what? I got a 2000 one that I would like to mess with you and play on your, show.
Well, you can do a lot.
Unless we're,
Do a block. I like for you to do a block.
You want me to do a block? You want me to do a block?
Y'all hear how he said it?
You want me to do a block? Oh, do a block? You can do a block? We're having fun, man. I mean, shout out to Sydney. Of course, Sydney was just, he was on heading on the plane and everything. It was funny because I love the fact that this interview, it was as genuine as it was. He's in an airport, and he's giving out this great interview, man. We hear people in the background. We hear, you know, like the flights boarding in the background. But, again, it's just a test of his character, man, and him willing to, you know, just have these conversations with us. And man, I love that brother. He's just an amazing, amazing artist. And I'm, again, I said I'm a broken record. I'm a big fan. I am a big fan.
There you go, man. Well, do your block, man. You got your block.
You want me to do the block? Okay. Well, go ahead. Let me go ahead and start us off this block right, man. I want to give you something from 2002. See if you guys remember this from the Just Listen album, one of my all-time favorites. This is music from Music Soul Child. The name of the song is called Crazy. It's my block. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
La 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 I'd hate to walk away from you as if this never existed. Cause when we kiss, the moment after, I looked at you different. Yeah, lately I gotta watch what I say, cause you take things personal nowadays. You used to laugh, now you get mad. Damn, I just want my friend back. Yeah.
What I do is I try to make you dance, you know. When you hear this, that I try to make you go to the dance floor. And, you know, this is my girl Missy. Say something like, come on.
I'ma stay closer to your side than a beeper. You don't have to worry about me and you won't miss me like one either. P-U-F-F-D-A-D-D-Y. You be making hits like the old factory, and I hit you with the heat, this is how I get down, I with Ronnie, Bobby, Johnny, Ricky, and my
the street fleas getting cheese, PCs by the slurs. His and hers, chin chatter furs. Check the good fella words. You don't ever have to worry, cause I get in you like Murray. And boo, it's only a light flurry. You're frontin', catting, wanna rumble in the satin in a badass suite to women lower Manhattan.
I'm from the street too, but I gotta eat too. Won't hesitate to eat you, other than that, glad to meet you. I spend nights in the Ramada. My honey stay laced in the sky. Chickens is mad that I got her. Casino style, Gambino type smile. Kiss you before I twist you. All the wax is official. Players on the set, getting wet, sipping Persian wet, so you don't even have to worry yet.
It was nice, but sometimes things do change. our time has come. Move on and go our separate ways. Since we're not gonna be lovers anymore, well, let's just be friends.
That is a classic. You know what? I'm gonna defer this block to Wardell to do the recap.
What?
Come on now. Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Come on. You got to do the recap, so, man. Who is that I just played, okay, man?
Okay, so yeah, I just want you guys to know that was a great song by no other than Jermaine Jackson. Don't take it personal. How did I do?
Yeah,
good.
Going great so far.
Right. And then prior to that, Don was just, I guess, in this feeling. It's this great feeling of, and he wanted to play something by New Edition called "You Don't Have to Worry." You don't have to worry. You know, so many people worry about things like having to do, you know, to do a recap on three songs. Don't worry, you don't have to worry, Wardell. You can do the recap. See, that's what the song means. Don't worry, and then before that, Music Child, a Soul Child, that was Half Crazy. Tell me about that. What does that mean, Half Crazy?
That is, you know what, that is a deep song because it's about a relationship that started off as a friendship. I mean, this is, of course, a man and a woman that were like besties, you know, doing everything like two dudes just kicking it. Doing what they do, and all of a sudden, it becomes that man-woman thing, or something happens, you know, and he ends up, you know, getting with the girl, getting with his friend, and everything changed, you know.
Oh,
he says it in the song. He said, "Now things are strange. Nothing's the same. And really, I just want my friend back. You know, we used to laugh at things, you know. I used to joke at things. We laugh. Now, since we're together, you don't laugh no more. You know, now you get mad. You know, I just want my friend back." And it's just, he's going crazy. The video is to me, is very descriptive of his mindset and what he's going through in the song. Again, it's one of my favorite songs, of course, off the Just Listen album from 2002. And I will tell you something. At that time, when this album came out, I was on my first trip to Boston. This was the summer of 2002, and I was just going to go up and visit some friends in Boston. And this song was out at the time, and it was just one of those things, you know, it kind of kept me, because I'm scared of, you know, I'm kind of scared of planes, but I'm on planes all the time. So I need something to kind of take my mind, you know, get my mind through, you know, being 30,000 feet in the air. So that album, that song, you know, kind of soothed me, you know, so to say. There was a couple of albums, a couple of other songs that I listened to and albums I listened to on the flight. But yeah, every time I think about this song, I think about my trip to Boston and seeing some friends and whatnot. But it was a great album. Just listened by Music Soul Child. He's still out there making music, making good music. And again, I'm a fan. Again, there's that word again, fan. But yeah, we got about another 32 minutes left
to
show.
No, I just wanted to like
again, thank you. I know, right. We got about another 32 minutes left of the show. What?
Right. No.
No,
I just
no,
want to
what?
Say.
No.
Well, just, well, you know, we got this delay going on, so sorry about that. But I just, you know, in a relationship, when you just have people that are friends, don't you think that there's moments where, like, you get mad at your friend, but you just
mm-hmm.
don't say anything about it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Some people, especially if it's a male-female kind of thing, or, you know, they just kind of like, well, won't say anything. They'll say something to somebody else. But when you get into a relationship, which what they did, they crossed the line and decided to take it a little further, and now these emotions that you feel, you're supposed to share them with that person. Because you're now in a different kind of relationship where your emotions are kind of responsible to each other. So I just think that you're supposed to share these things. And when he says, we used to have fun and everything, yeah, but now we're in a relationship. We're not just in fun time anymore. We're in lifetime.
It's a deep, song. It's a deep song, and again, it tests the parameter. Again, this isn't like this isn't about bashing a woman or even bashing him. I think, you know, when you have these relationships that start off as friends, again, it's the human experience, and we learn from them. Being a couple that started off as friends, there are certain things. Because you're in a relationship, because of the quote-unquote, that status, it's that big status over your head that says boy, girl, friend, then boyfriend, girlfriend. And once it gets to boyfriend, girlfriend, over you, it's like a halo over your head. And now you got to understand that there's certain things that are going to change. You know, when you talk to, you know, let's say your best friend is a girl and she's talking about, you know, let's say some of the men that she likes or some of the men that she, you know, she's watching TV and she said, oh, that Morris Chestnut or whoever, you know, that so-and-so on TV. And you're like, oh, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You're kicking and hanging out. And then all of a sudden now, you know, she'll say, oh, yeah, I like to get some of that, you know. And you're like laughing it off. Now you're in a relationship with a man. Even as a man, if she says that thinking it's a friend, you'd be like, wait a minute. Hold on now. You having dreams about this dude now? No, we together. but you expect those changes. And you know, it's just all a part of the human experience, and you just deal with it accordingly because it will make you strong, and then the relationship becomes strong because of that, because you know there are those boundaries. So I totally get it. Great song, though.
Yes. I mean, when people say, you know, it's, you know, I wanted to go back to the way it was, that's, you know, no. It can't now. You know, that's why you have to be careful when you cross that line. When you go into a different kind of relationship, it's different. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to ever be the same because now we've crossed over. And this is this is different.
The dark side.
Well, no, we've crossed over from being friends to doing life together, you know. And so we're doing life.
I like what you said there. Yeah, that's pretty good. Life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, you do, I mean, because that's everything. When you get into that, we're doing everything together now. I mean, you know, and I have to trust you in everything you say. Before, you would say, hey, what are you doing later? And say, I don't know, I'm probably going to go over here, go there. And but when you're in a relationship, you take that literal. So if you don't do that, it's like, and you're in a relationship, say, but you told me you were going to, you know. But if you're just in a friendship and you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, it's not a big deal. Right? You see how the dynamics are totally different when you're in a relationship. I'm expecting you to do what you said because we are in a relationship, like an intimate relationship. But when you are just friends and you say that, it's different because you have no expectations on that person when you're just friends. It's like, you know, you do you and I do me. And it's all good. Anyway,
you better preach, Wardell.
I want to just say, you know, I just think it's, you know, all we got to do is pay attention. That's all. Pay attention to people's feelings and try to do your best to be your best. And here we go, guys. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it up a little bit because, you know, Don took us up in the 90s. He was grooving. So I'm in a new millennium and everything. So, but I got to bring us back. So it's time to reminisce.
Bring
here.
It back.
Our
you know, I love that. I love that. Bring it back.
What's that? Bring it back? Okay, cool.
Bring it back.
We got about another 26 minutes left in the show. And this is my friend's group, Switch, on Solar Records Radio. We'll be back.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a fear taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
I feel it, that's the rain. Started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt had tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped. And the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I love you to me. Oh, whoa. And sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. I was a lonely man with empty arms to fill. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, one in a million chance. Life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. A one.
So that was our brother. Just called back just to say his flight got delayed and he's sitting on the plane. Mr. Steele, Justin from The Miracles, who was on the show earlier today and really, really blessed us with a very nice interview. We got a lot, you know, heard a lot from him and stuff. And I just want to say thanks, Astrid and Greg. You guys are absolutely amazing. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, when we go to the next level, we got all go together because it's taken all of us to keep this thing rolling between Don, myself, Astrid, and Greg. You know, I mean, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on that happens just in those four corners that different people do and really bless us. And we all, you know, we're a team and we kind of bless each other. Sometimes I can't make it and Don's right there. I got it. And sometimes Don can't make it and I'll do the same thing. Or we just, you know, or Greg, I said, I need a topic and Greg will come up with a topic for the show like he always does. And you know, Astrid, I can't convert this song. Can you help me? And she just starts, you know, as soon as I can, I will. You know, and she starts, and so it's just really a blessing to have true partners in a relationship. You know, people that are there to be a blessing to each other. And so I'm grateful for our team. Yes, we are a great team. Thank you. That came from Greg, and I just love it, man. I think we have a good balance, and I'm just trusting in God that he will allow us to continue to be a blessing to so many people. Even on the post right now, a guy says, you are blessing me in so many ways, Wardell. You have no idea. Through the show, because of the show. So, you know, and I've called a couple of people just because they liked it and stuff, and I say, hey, how you doing? They say, is this Wardell? They can't believe it. Say, oh, my God. I mean, you know, and they get so excited, and I do too. I'm just as excited as they are. Right, because I'd never heard their voice before either, and I just say, hey, I appreciate you. I just want you to know I appreciate you, and so you know, it's just beautiful, man, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity, if nothing else, just to meet the people that I've met. Period. Don Fleming, see, you know, I met Don Fleming through radio. He interviewed me a long time ago before I started Solar. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just meeting people through radio, and I just been blessed because of it. And so Astrid playing my music, I was like, why is this little Asian girl playing all the whisper stuff? What's going on? Why is she got posting all this stuff? And then I started chasing her down. I was like, why do you like that music so much? And then I found out she knew more about some of the stuff than I did. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And then, saying, you know, Greg, he is just this a person that just keeps digging. He just keeps going. It's like there's no stopping. He just keeps going. It's like, okay, Greg, that's good enough. Thank you. So he's like, hold on, wait, I think I can make it better. So he's a perfectionist because he's a hairstylist, right? And you always want to make people smile when they look in that mirror and say, all right, there you go. So, you know, I'm just so grateful. And I always say that Don is the real DJ. I mean, he remembers things that, like, you know, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
And so I like it. I like it when he's talking to someone else about this stuff because then I have time to think about what the heck are they talking about, you know? Anyway, he remembers, Don remembers, like, dates and years and all that kind of stuff. And that's, it's just, like, he's the natural. That's what he does naturally, right? So didn't somebody tell you that about your voice, Don? Like, your voice is so low. You should be on radio.
You know, I yeah, people would joke to me and be like, well, you have the face for radio. but no, I've joked and I said, look, I got back in the day, I got a few numbers because of this voice. So, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being able to, you know, reach people on a level that you're reaching people because, you know, the people that you reach, the people you talk to, are all of these people I grew up listening to. So it's almost kind of like this dream come true, the fact that, you know, we're both going through this journey. Going on this journey, and you know, and on to better, bigger and better things, hopefully. So I'm, you know, I'm just anticipating, you know, where this will take us. And again, I'm here. You know, God gives me, you know, gives me breath. I'll be here. So, and I want to thank everyone for, I want to thank everyone for supporting the show, and I want to thank everybody for supporting you and. And of course, you know, T. Meyer and all, you know, and of course,
yeah, T. Meyer. I didn't even mention him.
You know,
Yeah.
So you know, and T-Mar being, you know, one of the original cats from Lakeside, just the fact that, of course, you know, now he's on to, you know, more spiritual things right now, you know. Exactly. I think, you know, he still has that knowledge of the music. And again,
oh, yeah,
without getting him to cuss or say anything crazy, you know, it within those parameters, we can kind of still talk about some of these things. And again, I'm just forever grateful of the knowledge that you guys have, you know, have been pretty much laid on me. So I'm, you know, again, I'm a young kid. Yeah, I'm young. 47 is young.
And
but,
Linda Carrier.
Again, and Linda, God, let's not even go there. I mean,
Linda comes on.
Amazing.
And,
she's,
yeah, she's good. She
yes,
comes on.
She
blesses
does.
Us. She, Pamela Phillips over
yeah,
there.
And,
well. Yeah.
And just her bubbly,
Phoenix?
Just her bubbly presence, you know, just makes me, you know, just smile ear to ear. And Phoenix is just a vast encyclopedia of knowledge. And
mm-hmm.
again, believe it or not, I mean, I'm taking bits and pieces of everyone here. So don't think, you know, people feel like, well, we're taking things from you. No, 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 no. Look, I love to, you know, whatever knowledge that I have or I think I have, I am rubbing it off on someone. So I feel humbled by that. But the fact that I am in the position I am right now to be able to still sit here and just take the knowledge from Wardell, take the knowledge from Phoenix, take the knowledge from T. Meyer, you know, listening to Goldie Mac's archive shows and taking a little bit from that and kind of incorporating what I do every Thursday night and every Monday night. And I guess the voice, you know, God's gift to me, I guess, the naturalness of my voice. I don't know, I'm not saying, oh, my voice is this or this, but, you know, I think one of the virtues of having, you know, the voice that I do have is I'm able to kind of, it's kind of like medicine in the applesauce, you know, it's kind of like that. I'm giving people, no matter what the news is, if it's something bad or if it's a song that kind of triggers you a certain way, the fact I can come in and talk about this song or joke about certain things, it's kind of like medicine for the soul. And I like being that conduit for that. So, again, I'm forever grateful.
Well, I want to also remember the people that we lost along the way. Goldie
mm-hmm.
Mac, our brother Goldie.
Mm-hmm.
Much love, and many blessings to him. He's blessed us with his great music and stuff late at night. And also Richard Randolph, my brother, who I love so much and miss desperately every single day. Grisby, bass player. That we've been talking to, his wife constantly, and William Shelby from Dynasty, another one that we lost, and we've lost, you know, as we've been doing this, we've been losing some people along the way. So, you know, we want to keep praying for them and their families, and at the same time, we want to be grateful.
Most definitely.
That, you know, because tomorrow's not promised, right? And so that's what that's about. We need to pay attention. And so be good to one another and love on each other and not hate on each other. We got time for that. You just never know when God's going to call you home. So do your best. Okay, 90 seconds. We up and out of here. Thank you so much, computer. She's telling me we got to go. All right, guys. Well, God bless you all. Take care. And remember that Don, Greg, Astrid, all the people here from Soul Advocates Radio, we love you guys, and you can't change that. Good night. God bless.
Honey, I'll always love you. I promise to always love you. older than the friends. Can't change that. No, no.